This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The vote breakdown last Thursday was pretty clear. Scotland and Northern Ireland voted Remain. Most of England, except for London, voted Leave. The Remain-oriented capital is prosperous and diverse, and voters in the top global financial hub that it is voted 2-1 to stay, which has left many of them, as Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard reports, unhappy and apprehensive.
Here's something I've never seen before. Several thousand people in the pouring rain chant, EU, we love you. Among them, a young mother, Patricia Ferguson, says the vote for Brexit is anti-immigrant and therefore anti-London.
Look around you. Look at our city. Look, what makes London special, what makes London dynamic and a living city is it's welcoming to people from everywhere. You want to be a Londoner, you can be a Londoner. And I think taking us out of the EU can only be bad for our city.
Another young protester here, Sharla Q, says last Friday's shock result knocked her sense of national identity.
I felt more of a Londoner than an English person, and definitely more of a European than a citizen of the United Kingdom.
Many Londoners, like many Scots, feel they're being taken out of the EU against their will. They're demanding at least to play a part in deciding the terms of the divorce. So they should, says Andrew Carter of the Centre for Cities. The capital and its financial services are a golden goose for the whole of Britain.
25% of the economy comes out of London. 30% of the national tax take comes out of London. If London does badly as a result of the deal that's struck, the nation will do badly as well.
The atmosphere is funereal here at the London Chamber of Commerce. The shock of the Brexit vote hasn't worn off. The head of the chamber, Colin Stanbridge, says he's now uncertain about the capital's future prosperity.
Is this financial centre in jeopardy?
It's too early to say what the jeopardy really is to the financial centre, but there's an awful lot of worried faces around.
He says London must keep its unfettered access to the EU single market and do nothing to deter talented Europeans from coming to work here. Otherwise, London's financial centre could lose much business to rival financial hubs in continental Europe.
Do you think it's possible that London could pass its crown to Frankfurt or Paris?
I hope not.
But it's possible.
Of course it's possible.
But economist Ruth Lee, who voted for Brexit, says it's inconceivable that even after leaving the EU, London could be toppled as Europe's main financial centre.
Frankfurt isn't a serious competitor, neither is Paris. And it's not just the fact we speak English and we're in the right time zone. It is also that we have a unique talent pool here and we have a unique global reach, which makes us a proper global financial sector. Perhaps some of the jobs will move, but I wouldn't expect a wholesale move. London is just too attractive.
And yet, London's reach into the rest of the EU and its talent pool could both shrink if the divorce gets messy and the UK fails to extract an attractive deal from its European partners. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.